Earlier this morning, we placed a phone call to a house in Pakistan. It's the place where former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto is under house arrest. The compound is surrounded by police as part of President Pervez Musharraf's crackdown on the opposition. We waited on hold until Benazir Bhutto picked up the phone. Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, good to speak with you again. Thanks for taking the time. What is your freedom of movement like, if any?
I have freedom of movement within the house. I don't have freedom of movement outside the house. We've got a heavy police force inside the house, and we've got a very heavy police force, 4,000 policemen around the four walls of my house, 1,000 on each. They've even entered the neighbor's house. And I was just telling one of the policemen, I said, should you be here after us? Shouldn't you be looking for Osama bin Laden? And he said, I'm sorry, ma'am, this is our job. We're just doing what we're told.
They're actually in the house? So, you go down the hallway and there's a police officer there?
Inside the gates of the house, not inside the house.
Oh, okay.
Inside the gates of the house. It's
okay.
In front of our front door. So they're also outside on the road.
Now, Ms. Bhutto, you've told reporters today that you will not reach any accommodation with President Musharraf at this point, and that you think that he should leave office, leave both of his offices, President and Chief of Staff of the Army. When did you last communicate with Musharraf?
It was a week ago. And after that, a week has passed, a week of considerable internal and international pressure for him to move. And I agree that he took the right step in announcing a date for elections. But I think we should focus on what he didn't do. He didn't announce a date for lifting emergency or retiring as Chief of Army Staff on time. So I don't want my hopes raised and through me that of my party and people only to have them dashed again. And so we came to this realization that while we worked with him for democracy, he didn't really follow the roadmap.
Did you continue talking with him even after he imposed the state of emergency in Pakistan?
We had one conversation after he imposed the state of emergency, but not since then.
So is any hope of a power-sharing arrangement, such as some people had been discussing, dead?
Not after that last crackdown. The people around General Musharraf won't let him do it, even if he wanted to do it. In the newspapers, for instance, today the ruling party has called for my arrest. But I think one has to speak up. And the truth is, today Pakistan is at the hands of disintegration because of the terrorist advance. And it's because we are not clear in defining that it's these extremists, it's these militants who are threatening to disintegrate our country by expanding their influence from the tribal areas into the settled areas.
Ms. Bhutto, one other question. In spite of protests in recent weeks, our correspondent there, Philip Reeves, and a number of other correspondents have noted that the mass of the Pakistani people do not seem to have poured out into the streets or taken sides in this. Why would that be?
Well, I know this is what is said, but I think that this country neglects the fact that when the state did not interfere, 3 million people turned out at Karachi Airport to receive me. In Pakistan, we say that when the state does interfere, the size of the crowd is judged by the size of the police force used to disrupt the meeting. And I would urge the international community to see the use of the police force, the barricades, the blockades, the arrests that have been used. And if you see that size, it will show you the massive crowd that would have turned out had those blockades and barricades not been put in place.
Benazir Bhutto, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto spoke today from the house where she is surrounded by police in Pakistan.